This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
Back in my high school days, I was in the school cadets. Now, every now and then, we'd go to a real army base for advanced training. It was there that we heard from the regular army soldiers that someone, whoever someone was, put bromide in our food to keep our sexual libido well suppressed. And in his book, Sex and the British, the author, Paul Ferris, refers to the use of bromide to reduce the sexual libido of soldiers. But once again, it's not true. This myth that the new recruits are so virile that they need to be tamed and contained by drugs is a backhanded compliment to the soldiers. This fable is well known to various military recruits around the world. The story given in Poland is that the coffee has been treated, while in France the legend is that the French soldiers are given adulterated wine. The South African recruits reputedly have a mysterious substance called bluestone added to their food to keep them calm, while in Germany, the tale is that the German recruits are kept in line with a double dose, the addition of iodine into the coffee as well as soda in the meat. Now, bromine itself is one of the 92 or so elements. It belongs to the halogen family of elements. These halogens include fluorine, chlorine, bromine and iodine. The word halogen comes from the Greek root hal, meaning salt, and gen, meaning to produce, because they all produce sodium salts, which are very similar. The best known sodium salt is sodium chloride, common table salt. Bromine is, apart from mercury, the only element that is a liquid at room temperature. It is a reddish-brown fuming liquid with an acrid poisonous gas. It was discovered by the French chemist Antoine Jérôme Biard in 1826 from the residues left over after sea salt had been taken out of seawater. The French Academy of Sciences gave this element the name bromine from the Greek word bromos, which means bad or pungent odour. Between 1928 and 1975, most bromine was used to make ethylene dibromide, which was added to the leaded petrols of the day to remove lead deposits from the inside of engine cylinders. And today, ethylene dibromide is used as a pesticide. Bromine is also used to make various dyes, while silver bromide is used to make photographic film, the stuff they used before digital cameras. And tiny amounts of potassium bromate improve the baking characteristics of wheat flour. And finally, bromides of potassium, lithium, calcium, sodium, strontium and ammonium have long been used in medicine because of their sedative effect. And this is where the myth may have come from. In the 19th century, these salts of bromine were used as sedatives to treat everything from mild difficulty in falling asleep to full-blown epilepsy. The dose was somewhere between 1/3 of a gram and 2 grams, and it was given several times a day. In fact, back in the 19th century, children of the upper classes were surreptitiously fed salts of bromine to sedate them and to calm down the natural vigour and exuberance of youth. It was delivered to them via their own personal salt shaker at the table, which was supposedly there as a mark of the children's importance and status within the family, but was really there to keep them quiet and in their place. So if salts of bromine, the bromides, do have any effect in reducing libido, it's mainly as a minor side effect of their prime use as a sedative. It's not as though there was a fully alert person with a mysteriously absent libido, but rather you had a sleepy person on your hands. And in military recruits, the lack of libido is more easily explained by their extreme exhaustion, anxiety, change of lifestyle, and close contact with many other similarly exhausted colleagues. But Spike Milligan, who served in the British Army in World War II, had a different point of view in his book Rommel, Gunner Who? Spike wrote, and I quote, "I don't think that the bromide had any lasting effect. the only way to stop a British soldier from feeling randy is to load bromide into a 300-pound shell and fire it at him from the waist down.
What does it mean? Why is it so?